This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Now, we hear about the Douglas Local Disaster Management Group, the LDMG, but what is that? Who's behind it? What information do you need to know about it? And whether we need to get more education about it? I think we do. So we've got two very special guests here in the studio. Of course, we've got the Mayor, Michael Kerr, and Disaster Management Officer Jamie Kleinens, and they join me in the studio. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, we want to find out about this group. How much information does the Douglas Shire need to know about this organisation? Because this is an organisation where there are many moving parts.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, just to give a brief of what the LDMG is I'm the chair of it as the mayor of the region. And within that, we have a whole group of members from council staff to Queensland Police, Queensland Ambulance, there's Queensland Fire and Rescue, State Emergency Service, the Coast Guard, Queensland Health, Jabobina, AusCare, and any of the other relevant state departments that are required. The tourism entry is in it as well.
Wow.
So it's a member from everyone that comes together to make sure when the information comes to us from the different departments above us, it goes out cleanly and correctly to everywhere. And that's really important. And because Jamie's the one here that makes all that happen. And she's going to tell you all about the work she does.
Jamie, you're kind of like a ringmaster. That is so many people you have to talk to and negotiate with and seek their help. Tell us, that's a tough job.
Well, I'm the Disaster Management Officer at Douglas Shire Council, and my manager, Paul Hoy, might be more of a ringmaster. He's the local disaster coordinator. So he, in times of operation and activation for a disaster, Paul gets to call the shots, but with inclusive decision making from everyone who's represented in the LDMG.
Tell me something, how, with all of those people and all of those moving parts, as I say, how difficult is it to get everybody together and to reach decisions?
Well, we have some really positive meetings. We're constantly meeting on a regular basis. Even during COVID, we were doing Zoom meetings to make sure everyone was aware. Yeah, and it's certainly a process that works. It's one thing that I was talking with the local government minister, Stirling Hinchcliffe, a couple months ago before the election, that the reason Queensland has been so successful with their COVID messaging is because of groups like this. We have them already set up ready for disasters. Other states don't have it. You know, so straight away, all the information that's coming through about COVID was coming to the LDMGs and going out to all these departments cleanly and factually. You know, so they, everyone knew where things were at, how things stood. And so it was a really helpful and, you know, positive thing that was happening. And that's the good thing about the LDMG. Whenever there are disasters, information is going out quickly and correctly. We have obviously tropical rains, we have cyclones, we have regular natural disasters. And so over the years, this has formed. And, you know, we've got a great procedure in place to look after Queensland.
So what are the kind of things that you would handle?
We're legislated by the Disaster Management Act and also the Queensland Disaster Management Arrangements or Regulations of 2014. So that gives us guidance for all local disaster management groups throughout Queensland. So we all operate under the same mandate. And currently what we're responding to would be natural disasters, so tropical cyclones, flooding, storm tide, storm surge, bushfires, and COVID-19. So it all depends on the region where you're located. So each, for example, today in southeast Queensland and southern Queensland, they're experiencing heat wave conditions. Whereas here in the tropical north, we are unaware of it today.
What can we face coming up in the next few months? Because we hear reports on telly with the weather forecasters and what having saying, you know, we're going to get increased rains and we might have flooding. You don't have a crystal ball, but what can you do to find out as much information as you can and be able to help people?
I think Douglas Shire is in an advantageous position because they have experienced a number of natural disasters over the past two decades. So they've really strengthened their proactive approach and preparations coming into the wet season. Of course, COVID-19 now has a concern for us would be evacuation into a cyclone shelter or places of refuge. And if there were to be community transmission at that time in the Shire. So with Queensland Health and the Tropical Public Health Unit in Cairns and the Cairns Hinterland Hospital Healthcare Services, the Douglas LDMG is closely evaluating all our procedures. And that's also why our messaging going into the wet season would really be urging people to focus on packing emergency preparedness kits well in advance, to evacuate early to friends or family who live outside of the storm-tide zone, and also to evacuate soon enough so that they don't need to approach or use our cyclone shelters.
I'll get to that kit in a moment and ask you kind of what people need to do. But just on one thing there, the storm surges, for example, have we got maps? Have we got areas where you can pinpoint that?
Yes, we have storm tide zone maps. We have three zones, red, orange, and yellow. For your listeners, if you go outside to your electricity box, there should be a sticker in your box if you are in a high risk, medium risk, or low risk zone. If you're unsure of your zone, please visit the Douglas dashboard. You can also visit Council's website. And our latest addition is our Douglas Disaster Information Facebook page. And on all these three platforms, you can access your stormtide zone.
That is great information. Now, you're talking about the dashboard. Is it underutilized, do you think, the dashboard?
Our dashboard has received over 680,000 views since 2018.
Hello, that just answered my question.
So I would not say that it's being underutilized. It demonstrates that for a small council and a very small LDMG, that we adopt a number of innovative tools to ensure that we can maintain preparedness and constant, honest communication with our residents, ratepayers, and tourists in the region.
Michael Kerr, the council, councils generally get whacked around a bit by the media from time to time, but on this one, you're on the front foot with this, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, the dashboard is amazing. You know, you can go to it, you can see with roads are blocked, or rivers may be overflowing. There's so much information on it, and it's all in one spot, which is a fantastic thing. And, you know, I think it was launched last year, the year before? The year before it was launched. And as you said, that many people that have seen it since, that's absolutely unbelievable, isn't it?
That knocks me out, the number of people using it. That is fantastic. Let's come back to that kit now. What should people have in the kit?
On our Douglas Disaster Information Facebook page, Council's and Council's website, you can access Queensland Get Ready resources. So we have checklists available online that listeners can download. And in that emergency kit, you would need enough food supplies, preferably non-perishable, for a three-day period for every person in your family. It would include your important documentation, such as your passports or driver's license. Also, enough water to last you for 3 days. In a region such as ours, where we can be exposed to risk and be cut off from, for example, Cairns and Mareeba, it's important that people take responsibility for themselves and ensure that they have enough food supplies available to last them for 3 days, as in cases of disaster, clearance of roads will be prioritized from emergency services. So there's a procedure we need to follow. And if you unfortunately live in a very remote regional area and you do not have a health condition that we're aware of, so you're not on our vulnerability residence register, then you might only get the support you need, and your driveway might only be cleared in a number of days.
Yeah, so that 3 day is a bit of a buffer, so
it's
to speak.
It's just a buffer.
Yeah. Yes. All right, before we leave, what haven't we handled? What else do you need to get out there?
Absolutely. I think the most important thing, and most locals that have been here and gone through these seasons before will tell you, that not to panic. Panic is the worst thing. Make sure you're organized. As I said, go through these checklists, make sure that you've got all the things ready, know what you need to do, and you know, just calmly do it. You know, if it comes up that a cyclone is heading this way, 99% of the time so far, from my experience, they do turn off and they head further down south, and we've been very lucky. But there could be that one occasion where it does come to us, so be prepared, be ready, and just be organised. That's really important.
So hopefully people will get something out of this podcast, but also if they have any queries, where do they go?
They head to the Douglasshire Council website, and that'll give them the links there for the information, or they can go to the dashboard as well, and that shows them all the current up-to-date details and where we're at as far as the disaster-related things go.
Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes,
thank you, Paul.
Stay safe.
Stay safe indeed, and don't forget, if you're going to do it in Douglas.
He always gets that in.